A turbulent week on Wall Street ends just short of a bear market.
It signs dangerous heat is making you sick. I'm Christy King.
And we are tracking your health concerning the heat today. It is 1 o'clock on WTOP.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. Investors are hoping they won't face a manic Monday after this week's frantic Friday of trading and losses.
It was a roller coaster day on Wall Street. Stocks were dramatically down for most of the day until a big rally in the final hour. At the closing bell, the Dow, which at one point was down more than 600 points, wound up with a gain of more than 8 points. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
The main concern right now is with inflation near 40-year highs and the Federal Reserve hiking interest rates.
The late rally does not diminish those worries. The Dow had its eighth straight losing week, the first time that's happened since 1923. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
You can't blame residents of Gaylord, Michigan for feeling shell-shocked. The northern Michigan town was hit hard by a rare tornado late Friday, the twister killing at least one person and injuring more than 40 others. Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
We are here. We are going to work closely. We are going to work together. We are going to recover. This community is the heart of northern Michigan, and our thoughts are with everyone who's been impacted by this storm.
Other parts of the country are having a pre-summer heat wave. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
You're talking about record temperatures, more than 60 of them up and down the eastern seaboard from as far south as South Carolina and North Carolina and as far north as New Hampshire.
As the January 6th House Committee approaches its first public hearings, sources tell CBS News that Rudy Giuliani testified virtually before that committee for about 9 hours on Friday. Correspondent Scott McFarland says members of Congress are looking for more big fish.
Less than 3 weeks till that first public hearing of the House Select January 6th committee, and they're still trying to track down key interviews. They want to talk to six of their House Republican colleagues, and they're still trying to get a sit down with Mark Meadows, Donald Trump's former chief of staff. In a late week court filing, Meadows says the committee is an effort to help Democrats in the midterm elections and somehow leaked thousands of his text messages.
It's almost time for the second leg of the Triple Crown races, and even though there won't be a Triple Crown winner this year, reporter Brad Tellia says there's still good reason to watch the Preakness.
With long shot Derby winner Rich Strike passing until the Belmont Stakes in 3 weeks, attention turns to Epicenter, the Derby runner-up who's been made the heavy 6-5 morning line favorite. Only two others are back from the Derby, Outsider Happy Jack and the 6-1 Simplification.
Boeing's Starliner spacecraft is docked to the International Space Station. It's making a dry run before astronauts fly it, and that could happen as soon as late this year. This is CBS News.
I'd like for other men to understand that prostate cancer is something that can be treated. Robotic surgery is an excellent way to go, and I recommend it at GW Hospital. There's not a day that goes by when I'm not grateful and realize how blessed I am to be able to have a successful cancer procedure.
We got through, came out the other side.
Yes.
Physicians are not employees or agents of this hospital.
WTOP at 103. Good Saturday morning. We've made it to the weekend, everybody. May 21st, 2022. Welcome into WTOP. Decreasing clouds and mild, low in the 60s and 70s before we're done. 83 in our nation's capital now. Good morning to you. I'm Dean Lane. We thank you for taking us along for your weekend morning ride. Topping the local stories we're looking at for you as we head into this day together, there is more reaction this morning to a blistering Virginia Education Department report out this week showing the Commonwealth schools are doing a poor job of teaching children. More from WTOP's Melissa Howell on big concerns around an achievement gap.
Expectations and academic performance has been on the decline across Virginia. That's according to a report released by the state's Department of Education.
We don't believe the data points fairly reflect the good work that teachers are doing in school divisions.
Ben Kaiser is the president of the Virginia Association of School Superintendents and says there are a number of data points that have to be considered, like students who earn industry certifications. School leaders say there are now plans to revise academic standards and focus more on equal access among students.
We want to know more about how the General Assembly and the policymakers will find tangible ways to provide students all of the things they need.
Melissa Howell, WTOP News.
Now something you're hearing first on WTOP this Saturday morning. The day he took office, Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin ordered his attorney general to investigate Loudoun County Public Schools' handling of two sexual assaults in their high schools. Attorney General Jason Meyers formed a special grand jury, but now the school board is suing to shut it down.
The school board is seeking an injunction to stop the use of the special grand jury. The suit claims the governor's executive order went beyond his authority and is a fishing expedition, and it says Attorney General Meares is unlawfully using the special grand jury. The board says it's only intended for local prosecutors, not the AG, and only for criminal matters, not policy ones. Some of the records and testimony subpoenaed has focused on the LCPS transgender policy and Facebook posts. Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
A spokeswoman for Meyers tells WTOP this morning Loudoun County Schools said they'd cooperate. She adds this is the latest attempt to prevent the citizens of Loudoun from learning the truth, and the investigation will continue. Spokeswoman for the governor says it's troubling the board does not want to cooperate and asked what are they trying to hide. And Neil gets into the nitty-gritty of all the details of this controversial story on the latest episode of the DMV Download. Listen wherever you get your podcasts. WTOP at 106. Four pedestrians hit by a car just before noon Friday in Annandale. One of them, a woman, has life-threatening injuries this morning. Everybody involved was taken to the hospital after the crash that happened on Maple Place just off Columbia Pike. The driver of the car and a passenger were also hospitalized after the car left the road, hit the pedestrians, went through both a sign and a fence, and finally stopped in a parking lot. Jennifer Limas lives nearby. She tells our news partners that NBC4 speeds can be a concern.
This road can be really busy, but I was telling him that, you know, we've never witnessed someone get run over or anything like that, but lots of cars speed.
Fairfax County Police tell WTOP the collision does not appear to be intentional. Are you feeling the heat this morning? Temps getting into the upper 80s yesterday, low 90s expected today. During the weekend, it'll feel more like 100 degrees or more. You'll want to be mindful now of the potential danger that comes with such intense heat and humidity.
Signs you need to get to a cooler place include heat cramps,
which presents as muscle pains or spasms in the stomach, arms, or legs.
Dr. Jason Singh with Kaiser Permanente says more extreme is heat exhaustion,
which presents as heavy sweating, muscle cramps, fatigue, dizziness, and nausea.
Most serious is heat stroke.
This is an oral temperature of greater than 103, and you have red, hot, dry skin with no sweat and a rapid, strong pulse and feel dizzy. Or confusion.
That's when you need the emergency room. Call 911. Christy King, WTOP News.
Ah, another beautiful morning in Commuterville. You alone in your car, crawling down the interstate, stuck behind the SUV from Maryland, but firmly in front of the sedan.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make all kinds of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.